Larry, would you be willing to do a Q&A?
If you'll help.
I'll help. Okay.
I'd like to introduce our interim program manager for Pearl 6. Now we got that out of the way. Yeah.
Question right there.
Is Pearl 6 going to be in C++? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah. Chip has a lot of experience with thinking about Perl and C++, and we intend to use the lessons he's learned one way or another. Well, it'll come out in stages. We are, in cultural terms, we are starting working on it already. Over the next month or so, you are going to see the chart, the roadmap come out. My own personal goal, for some reason, they wanted me to take the position of a language designer. Of course, I'll have a lot of help on that, but my goal for that part of it, I'm giving a talk at Linux World Expo Linux in Atlanta in October, and they wanted me to do a keynote there, and I didn't know what I was going to talk about. Well, now I do, and I'll talk about the new Perl, where it's going as a language. The language design is now going to be separate from the implementation design. And we've got a number of other positions that we've named names for, and you'll see those if you look at the press release. But the schedule is not nailed down yet. But we'll try to act a bit like pointy-haired bosses and do some of that scheduling. Specs that are different from the code? What specs?
Do you mean how's it going to change from Perl 5? What kind of things is it going to change? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I don't know how strict a spec it will be from the language design point of view. I'm not really big on that sort of spec, but. And there is some value to using the reference implementation approach, and what we have is a reference. What we currently have is a reference implementation with no second implementation. Well, unless you count the JVM work, but obviously there are benefits to having things specified well enough that you could implement another one even if you didn't want to. So we'll definitely be working in that direction, and you have something. Okay. There's something else I was going to say. What we particularly want to stress in terms of is not perhaps so much the spec as developing our current regression tests. Well, we call them regression tests, but they're almost more acceptance tests. But you develop our acceptance tests into real regression tests, then you further develop the real regression tests into a validation test of what the language actually means, and actually go out and explore all the nooks and crannies and say, this is Perl, this is not Perl. And then we actually have a machine-readable spec. And to me, that's actually a lot more important than what the verbiage on the human-readable thing says.
These gentlemen standing in the middle here actually have microphones, so if you'd like to ask a question, feel free to go over there, and that way the rest of the audience will be able to hear what your question is.
I think you just stifled all the rest of the questions. Low blood sugar fits. Huh?
Oh, would you be able to?
I know the cure for low blood sugar. High blood sugar.
I think that one of the problems with the P5P model is the infrastructure itself of mailing lists tends to push people into a, I say this, but I say that, but I say this, but I say that, you know, mm-hmm. kind of heads banging against each other and not really resolving anything. There's various kinds of work. Horst Ritter did his IBIS project, and there's wikis and things like that that are used to try and resolve things and give people a place to put their argument as best possible, and then they can go move on to something else. So you might want to look into some of that.
Yes, we're already planning to do some of that sort of thing. Each working group will have somebody in charge who makes the final decisions. We will have mailing lists which are at least two-tiered in that they will have, you know, official inner ringers but anybody can listen in and contribute indirectly if they want to contribute through to the actual working group via the people who are actually on the working group. We want to have an official RFC sort of kind of mechanism for, you know, not just this, you know, sort of off the top of your head, wouldn't it be nice if that. The other thing, if you have a real proposal for a feature, make an official proposal in an official place with all the things that make it an official proposal. I guess that's it about that.
Thank you for taking on this endeavor. Can you hint at any language changes that you're considering?
I hinted at some of them. Everything is negotiable, but everything will not be traded away. On a philosophical level, I have the profound feeling that if I like something, other people will like it, and if I don't like something, other people probably don't like it so much. And so I really trust my instincts on where things will be going. And I'll be getting a lot of feedback on that too. We've been getting a lot of feedback for the last 10 years on things that people, think are kind of grody. For instance, there's really no reason why formats should be in the core anymore. They should be come in as a module. There are things that could be done perhaps to clean up ambiguities in indirect object syntax. Basically what we are saying at this point is if we are going to bite the bullet and require translation of Perl 5 to Perl 6, that really means that we can consider anything that still allows us to translate most scripts. Now, we do not expect to be able to translate 100%. But if we can translate, with 95% accuracy, 95% of the scripts, and 100% accuracy, 80% of the scripts, then that's getting in the ballpark. On the other hand, sometimes you have to break a few somethings or other to make an omelet. Other specific features? Remember any of the ones we named? Well, yeah. Think about all the things that other languages say yeah, yeah, yeah about, and maybe we'll consider doing those. Byte compilation is a standard way of doing things rather than sort of a, second cousin. We are going to seriously look at mark and sweep garbage collection and the the possibility of separating out the functionality of how you finalize things from the structures. That sort of thing becomes a little harder to write a translator to translate Perl 5 into Perl 6 in. So there's various trade-offs there. And language decisions like that are never easy. Somewhere in there, we draw the line between, okay, it's really easy to fix these things, and it's hard to fix these things. Here's the ones in the middle that we have to really think hard about.
One of the problems with language translators is you lose all the comments and formatting and things like
Not
that.
Not the OctoPerl translator. I wrote that.
Well, can you make sure that'll be the way it works in the Perl 5 to Perl 6?
It may lose some of the formatting information, but there's ways to annotate a syntax tree with additional information. You know, and if we have to get a little incestuous with the compiler and turn off certain optimizations to get a more pristine syntax tree to translate that, lots of things like that can be done. I mean, this is a subject that I enjoy doing things like that, so I don't think you need to worry about that not getting done reasonably adequately.
Gentleman on the far side.
Yes. The question was, is there a possibility of a switch statement?
There's
there's always been the possibility of a switch statement. But, certainly. I'm not going to promise it. If you guys work this right, I can get lots of Pepsi here.
Yeah, right here. Sorry, sit right here in the bag. You stood up.
We intend to be our own standards body.
Dan.
I somewhat disagree with your bracketing and indentation style, but respect your right to observe your particular religion. With the automatic language translation that you're having, well, I have within reason the ability to observe my religion.
Whoa.
Mark, how long have you been thinking about doing this? How long have you been stewing on it?
Since yesterday.
Are you contemplating any changes to POD?
Everything is negotiable.
Go to the guy with the microphone.
You said you wish to steal from some languages. Which languages in particular over the last decade?
Yeah, COBOL, yeah. Identification division, yeah. So I always wanted an identification division. Yeah. No, really, I don't want an identification division. The problem with identification divisions is it really puts a crimp in Perl poetry, or in COBOL poetry. How many poems can you start off identification division? One, yeah. Well, what's your favorite language? Besides Perl. Yeah, well, okay. You know, lots of languages do a more of a bytecode thing. And some of these things, a lot of these things are not borrowing from a specific language. There's multiple languages that do the bytecode thing. There's various languages with a cleaner object interface to their I/O and such. There's lots of languages that do various things, but something like, you know, when you see all the new languages coming out and they all have a garbage collector, you know, and that helps them fit together into like browsers and things like that better, you may start thinking, well, maybe we ought to think about that.
Yeah. Larry, more and more people, of course, are using Perl today to write larger and larger software. Is there anything in Perl 6 that you can think of offhand that might make that easier? Large software tend to appreciate things like stronger type checking, for example.
Yes, certainly. You know, we already got the hooks in there to start putting some type things in there optionally. And, you know, you could have a use strict type checking if you wanted to, Pragma, or use stricter or something. You use bondage and discipline, whatever you want to call the module. Also part of the redesign, here's a biggie. We intend to get rid of quite a few of those strange global variables. Or, you know, the strange ones. We will certainly get rid of dollar sharp. Okay, that was the last question. Okay. Thank you very much, and there'll be more questions tomorrow.